You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Golly, Charlie.
What's up?
Do you hear this song?
Oh, geez, Ben. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Wow. Hit the road, Jack.
Wow. So now I know what Ben really thinks about me.
Well, now I know you weren't paying attention because you didn't even recognize it.
On Twitter also, had a barrage of folks wishing me well, and I've been, during the breaks, kind of responding to them, so.
Well, I said, what goodbye songs should we play? And somebody said, Hit the Road, Jack. So I think it was more meant to be as a goodbye song rather than a disrespectful.
Yeah. I get it.
Make you feel more comfortable, man. A little shade thrown your way.
You thrive better when under scrutiny.
I really do. Like Nacho's being petty on the text box this morning, talking about how he's happy that the Cat Blankets is gone. Cat Blankets being in reference to me because I'm a cat guy. Listen, Nacho, I don't need it, okay? Okay. I'm going to have a happy final day on the show, and you can go kick rocks.
There you go.
See, that's more my element right there.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. All right, let's get to Jay on the B-Drive Operating Hotline. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said good morning once. What's up?
Oh, not much. I was calling. I think the offensive coordinator hire is great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Agreed.
And I want to wish you well on your new adventure, Charlie.
Charlie.
Thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jay.
Well, Jay.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, you got right to it.
Likes the offensive coordinator hire. Likes you too, Charlie.
I like the offensive coordinator, and I like myself too, so good stuff.
Interesting. Let's get to
Nathan.
Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Swain.
Good morning.
I want to talk to you a little bit about Holly. And, man, in my opinion, and one thing that has kind of bothered me with the women's basketball is I think it's kind of got to the point where there's not expectations, where every year before when Pat was there, you expected a national championship. Now you get to the Sweet 16 and different things like that, and you're just like, well, that's a good year, you know, and it just seems like it's changed a lot, the expectation. And then this year, I mean, I think it was Charlie that said it earlier, you could just see it coming, even in the non-conference games, that they weren't very good. And one thing she said, if y'all remember, she kept saying, I love this team more than any I've had. I think they're going to gel together. And, I mean, she's been there long enough. If she was going to get it right, I think she's going to get it right. And I think it's obvious she's not. And I think it comes down to that you want to get back to where you were with Pat Summitt, or do you want to stay kind of where we are with her? And I think everybody knows what it can be. It's just a matter if you want to get back there, and I don't think she can get us there. And one other thing I've seen, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, the supporters of Holly are saying, well, she had lost, but, you know, two games, three games, and Barnes has lost one. There's a big difference in what Rick Barnes is doing and what Holly's doing. There's no comparison. And from what he took the program he inherited to what she took the program she inherited to. But I mean, I'm like you, Swain. I think it's got to be done in the right way. But I just don't see any way it works out. So, but I enjoy listening to you. And, Charlie, I wish you the best as well.
Thank,
The difference between Rick Barnes and Holly Warlick is, number one, there's more parity in men's basketball than women's basketball. There's only a handful of powerhouse programs in the ladies' game. And Tennessee, I think, still is, but was really on top of that mountain before. We really got to be careful mentioning Pat Summitt, because no one is going to be Pat Summitt.
Ever.
Pat Summitt is one of the greatest coaches of all time. And I really feel for the guy who has to follow Coach K at Duke. I mean, he's going to get this too. I mean, he's going to get this because it's hard to follow a legend, or Nick Saban at Alabama. This is tough. The thing that the stat that really just stands out to me that has to get better, that it's really hard for Holly Warlick and the Holly Warlick supporters to defend here, is that this basketball team is averaging 17 turnovers a game. That's not good. That's being disciplined with the basketball. That's being students of the game. That's being smart. And you're going to have some turnovers where it's, you know, it's effort turnovers. It's effort. Going hard, whatever. Hey, we try to make a good pass. It was effort. Didn't work out. Or 17, you're going to have some bonehead turnovers there. You're going to have turnovers that just don't make sense. Some turnovers where you just was not fundamentally sound. And that goes kind of back to coaching. In the football game, when you have turnovers, you have penalties and bonehead decisions and mistakes. In football, people look at the coaching. And that's a stat that Holly is going to have to defend that doesn't really look too good for her, is the amount of turnovers that we have, and the assisted turnover ratio is 0.9 for a Lady Vols basketball team.
It's not good.
And that's an ugly stat.
And what's frustrating about it is, in her media availabilities, in her post-game press conferences, she says that the turnovers hurt them, which is obvious. But then she's also saying that on most of the turnovers, she's okay with the turnovers because they're being aggressive and attacking the basket, which I understand in the sense of, obviously, you want your players being aggressive and attacking the basket. But I wish, and I'm not trying to compare her success to Rick Barnes, but I do wish she would take the Rick Barnes approach as to where, even if it is an aggressive turnover, it is an effort turnover. Rick Barnes pulls those guys from the game. He does not. There's no leash for turnovers. You make one turnover, whether it was forced, unforced, silly, or whether it was somewhat of an excuse as to why there was a turnover, you're coming out. There's no excuse for turnovers. Whereas Holly, there's this gray area of, okay, as long as you're being aggressive, it's okay if we're turning the basketball over. Like, no, it should be no turnovers whatsoever.
You're going to turn the ball over. You know, that happens. And I would hate to play on a team where you come out on one turnover, because then you'll play scared. Rick, when I see Rick Barnes, is when you have like bad sequences.
Yes, that's a better way.
Where you don't take care of the basketball, but then you go back on defense and it affects you on defense too. Or if you have another bad sequence on offense where you have a turnover, go down, and then you come back and you shoot a bad shot, because a bad shot is like a turnover sometimes too. That's when Rick Barnes takes your butt out and coaches you on the sideline. Holly should be able to do that even more because she has more talent, because she had two top recruiting classes. So that's kind of how I look at it. Again, it's a little stretch here, a little hump, a little bump in the road with two games that they lost. Hopefully they're able to bounce back. But these turnovers have to stop, and a turnover is a turnover.
Yep. That was essentially what I was saying. A turnover is a turnover.
You miss an opportunity to score. Again, there's effort turnovers where you're okay, but you can't be okay with 17 turnovers a game. No, that's not going to fly.
And they've had four games this season where they've turned it over 20 or more times. And they're going to win the next couple of games. They're going to beat Georgia this weekend. They're going to beat Alabama next Thursday, I believe. And then they'll come back on Monday and they'll beat Arkansas.
I think they've lost to Alabama the last two times they played, haven't they?
Yes, at least they should, is what I'm saying. They should win the next three games. But I said it earlier, and the problem is They should have lost to Stanford. They should have lost to Missouri. They should have lost to Kentucky. Those three teams are better than Tennessee this year, and that is the problem. Tennessee should always be better than Kentucky, especially when there's two girls in Kentucky's starting lineup. One is from Fulton High School right here in Knoxville, starting as a true sophomore. And then there's a five-star freshman down in Columbia, Tennessee, who now I there's a little nuance there in the sense of her mom played at Florida, and then so she didn't grow up a Ladies Vols fan, even though she is in close proximity. So that there's a little nuance there. But even that, she said that when Tennessee started showing her interest, like she became interested in Tennessee. So it's kind of funky when you're playing Kentucky last night, who is number 16 in the country, a very good team, and two of their key starters, one's for Knoxville and one's 45 minutes down the road.
Yeah, if you're gonna go across the country and get these McDonald's All-Americans, I mean, you gotta be right, and you can't miss out on ladies who are right down the road from you. That's not ideal at all. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get to Pickle. Pickle, good morning.
Hey guys,
what's going on?
Man, it's been a while, man. It's been a while. We had a great time at the camp last year, Slay, man.
Oh yeah, I know it, man. We had a good one. I look forward to this year's camp with Jabbar. I know he's going to do it.
We'll be there,
bigger and better.
We'll be there. We're bringing some other kids with us this time too, so it's going to be fun, man. We're excited about it. I just want to tell Charlie bye, man. I've been disconnected, you know, but I still try to get in here and listen. And, you know, Swain, you got to quit running people off, man.
I know. I know. I feel like a Nick Saban over here.
It's been great, though, man. You guys can contrast each other perfectly, man. And I don't even listen to sports radio anymore. I just listen to you guys. And it's I get all the information I want. One last thing I'll tell you, how disconnected I am. My wife had to tell me that we hired Jim Chaney. Okay? So I know I should turn in my car.
No, you shouldn't. I understand, man. Trust me, I do.
Well, anyway, man, I'll let you guys get back at it. But, Charlie, man, it's been great. I really do enjoy reading your tweets. I love listening to you here on the show. And, man, I wish you the best. I know you're going to do great things wherever you go, brother.
Thank you, Pickle. And let me just say, you mentioned reading my tweets. I feel like a lot of people are just saying, like, I'm going to, like, float off into the abyss and not be available at all. I'm still going to be on Twitter. Like I said, I'm still going to be running Orange Wire Report, so you're still going to get some of my takes on Tennessee. Plenty. So continue to reach out to me. Continue. Don't abandon me, guys. Please. but seriously, I still am gonna be available. I'm not completely gone.
Was that like a Kawhi Leonard cry?
That's what I thought.
Was that a Kawhi Leonard cry?
A little bit, maybe.
Kawhi so uncomfortable laughing and smiling that when he finally does it, it looks like it's hurting him. You so uncomfortable showing emotion that it sounds like it hurts. Slate event, be right back.
Sunny with a high of 46 and a low of 33. Rain likely tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high near 43 and a low around 38. More rain on Sunday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team. We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com.
B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. And we are live in the Low T Center studio. Charlie's last day today. This is the last hour for Charlie here on the program.
Last 41 minutes.
Chris is at it again. He said, I'm glad Charlie's leaving. Oh, he can take his Mississippi State loving butt out of here. We need orange blood on the show. Chris!
I actually think that one was sarcastic.
I think it was sarcastic yesterday, too.
I have.
I don't think it was sarcastic.
2 degrees from the University of Tennessee. I grew up in Knoxville. This blood runs orange. Get out of here. No, he probably is being sarcastic. I don't know. Because earlier on in the text box, he was actually being nice. So
Nacho is not being sarcastic and can... You need to quit with
He's
that.
Not.
Quit with the.
I think he is
the
too.
Mean words.
I think Nacho's being sarcastic too.
We just spread love, not hate.
That's just me. 865-255-03. Let's take a look at the text box this morning. And Stu says, "Great show, guys. Charlie, wishing you the best. Really enjoy listening to you. Thanks."
Thank you.
Pete in St. Louis says, "Under the category of be careful what you wish for, name three legit coaches that you would want to replace Holly. I don't know the landscape of women's game to know who's all out there. Clearly, better than Holly that we could get." So that's a good point. You know, that we've said that before. You know, Coach Fulmer should know this better than anyone. Now being AD. They let him go, and they didn't have a plan that was better than him. Well, and Tennessee suffered football for a very long time.
My take on that has always been you have so much – even now, you have so much program prestige. Surely you can get someone. And I would look the coach of Missouri who just beat you maybe.
I agree with you, but she's a little older, so I think she's going to have a hard time.
The person that I've always looked at, although he has been a little controversial in terms of I've heard he can be hard to work with. Jeff Walls of Louisville.
That would be hard, in my opinion, because he's a Kentucky guy. Is he willing to leave the state?
Mm-hmm. But I would just start with a huge list and just go down until you get one of the coaches right now that is beating you.
Yeah, at the end,
that's what I would say. Yeah, you know, and there's so many out there. And like I said, you have so much program prestige. Still, it's Tennessee. You created this game, revolutionized women's basketball, and people haven't forgotten that. I think every time I hear that, I just think, oh, come on. If Tennessee can't get somebody at this point, just shut the program down.
The Lady Vols are going to be able to hire, at least make a run at anybody in the country except for Geno, in my opinion. Just about any coach in the country, in my opinion. And the first one I would go after is Dawn Staley. Because like you said, Charlie, they still have prestige. It's still the Lady Vols basketball program behind, I think, Connecticut and Tennessee, and the women's team at Tennessee is 1A, 1B in terms of most recognizable women's college basketball programs.
Just preach it. Just preach it. Says any chance Candace Parker want to coach? Good luck, Charlie.
That would be a real thank you. That would be a that would be a real jump to, because she's broadcasting on TV right now, doing a very good job. Also,
TNT.
She was great during the NCAA basketball tournament last
year.
She's
still playing.
And yeah, and so I would say that would be a bit of a jump. I mean, she hasn't coached at all. Probably in time she could become a great coach, but I want someone who's already in the game, if I'm Tennessee.
Let's see here. Tennessee Levi says, will we look back at Charlie's time here at the Swain event and say Coach Swain didn't utilize talent of master degree Charlie Burris to his full potential, or will he just become another individual to Tennessee fans? Much love, dude. Going to miss you, proving Ben wrong all the time.
That is fake news.
Got him. Chris says, Charlie, 100% of what I say is 95% sarcasm. Nothing but love, brother. 95%.
Man, I gotcha.
Man, that's just as good as 100.
Nacho has not claimed his sarcasm, though, and he has been markedly mean today.
He's been very mean. Like I said, we don't spread hate. We spread love. Love and peace.
Man, I don't care. Nacho's been fine. He's all over that text box all the time. Whatever, man. I can take it.
Someone asked the status of T. Martin. There's not anything right now. He has a bevy of opportunities that he can take advantage of. I think if you are – man, I think if you're Georgia, you take a look at T. I mean, Tennessee just stuck it to you, taking Jim Chaney. If I'm Georgia, I'll take a look at T. I would if I'm Kirby Smart. Trust me, ain't like I'm giving him the idea, so don't get mad at me.
If Georgia hires T. Martin, Charlie's going to have to come back for another week because I'm not going to do radio for a week.
The last thing Pruitt would want is T. Martin going to Georgia or T. Martin going to Florida. I mean, Alabama, excuse me. It's worth making his deal sweet to come here to prevent him from going to Georgia or Alabama. You don't want that. You don't want that. But I look at even the Vanderbilt job just opened up. I mean, that's a great opportunity for him too, if he can call plays, to be honest. So T has plenty of opportunities, and we'll see what happens in the next couple of days, because he's going to have to make a decision, and Tennessee's going to have to make a decision on what they want to do and come up with a plan, because recruiting is going on right now. And, you know, last year you had Gillespie on the staff recruiting for you, and then we let him go after National Signing Day was over. You don't want to make a habit of doing that. You don't want to be the coach that lets people go right after National Signing Day. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that every year. So what is going to happen with this staff moving forward? Not sure, but I expect some changes. I do. It's the SEC, and especially it's Tennessee. So
here it is. Chip Payne asked, which one is a bigger loss for Georgia, losing Mel Tucker or losing Jim Chaney? That's tough. That's a tough one.
Mel Tucker because of his recruiting abilities?
I think I might agree with that, yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm going to go Chaney because at the end of the day, Kirby could always call the defense.
And good point.
And at the end of the day, it is Georgia. They've always been able to recruit. They just took it up another notch in the last year or two. you still got to be able to develop a quarterback. You can have a defensive staff. You can have a defensive-minded head coach. You can have all these players. No quarterback, you don't get to where you want to be. So I'm going to go Chaney. I'm going to be a little bit different there. Louisiana Vol says, Swain, you are going soft on Charlie. Tell him like Suge Knight. This is Death Row Records. And tell him he ain't going anywhere. That's right, Charlie. You got a lifetime contract you can't get out of.
I think you should take the Georgia route and say that you wanted Charlie to leave anyways.
Yeah, yeah. I want Charlie gone. Yeah, yeah. Mr. White 704 says, I saw an article that Georgia should hire Dooley.
Please do.
I think that was from John Adams.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Giving Georgia some advice. I think Georgia would probably do. I think Dooley would probably do a good job at Georgia.
Speaking of John Adams,
as crazy that sounds,
it has been fun to sit next to John Adams in Holly Warlick's last two press conferences following the Missouri game and last night's game. It has been very fun.
What does he do? Smack his teeth every time Holly talks, or what?
His questions are just so blunt.
Yeah, he's not a big Holly fan.
I mean, he's not out of place.
No. He's not. And I mean,
and he's not disrespectful with it either.
He brings a very objective view to that whole thing, I found, with John. He's often sarcastic and a little harsh, but
y'all love John Adams now he's making it tough on Holly because you don't want Holly.
Well, see, that's the funniest thing. I think I've already talked about it on the show. John Adams, if you actually like know him, is really funny, really nice, really like kind person, but his takes get Tennessee fans all riled up, and so there's a lot of fans that don't like him.
It is funny. He types so loud. It is like beating a drum. It's like... Well, I digress.
Yeah. No.
John Adams, man. John Adams. Who we got next on the line?
Vol Nation.
Vol Nation, good morning.
Hey, family, how y'all doing, man?
Great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's time for Hollywood to go ahead and go, man. You know, we talked about that at the end in the last year or whatever, and said we'll give her one more season, but it's time. She got too much talent. I don't know what's going on down there, but they need to put somebody in there that's going to be able to use that talent and be successful on the court. But the product that we're seeing, I'm not satisfied with, so that's just how that is.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to watch yesterday. That was a tough game to watch.
Now, I don't know if you guys, you know, I keep things up on the Bleacher Report and 247 and all that, and I was looking at the Bleacher Report just moments ago, and, you know, Georgia, you know, they lost Chaney, lost the defensive coordinator, you know, got people not wanting to show up, and they got somebody else in the NCAA portal. I don't know if you guys saw it recently, but Uga is in the portal now. He said, I'm going down to that bowl game. He almost got mud stomped by a bull with some horns. He just doesn't feel safe under Kirby Smart anymore. And so,
can't blame him.
He said he's got to go. He's looking at going out west somewhere. I don't know.
So Uga's in the transfer portal, and he's already contacted PETA because Georgia's put him in harm's way.
That's it, man.
Yeah, he doesn't feel safe.
He's lawyered up. He's got his representatives, man. He's ready. He said, I got to go.
You got to transfer, man. You got to transfer.
Hey, man. Charlie, man, I just wanted to call in and say hey to you, my brother. I appreciate all that you've done and all the hard work you put in. You're going to be truly missed. I always talk about how you bring a special flair to the program. And like I said, your insight. And, you know, I'm just happy that you know now the difference between Ice Cube and Ice Tea, you know, I think that's important. So, you know, you've learned a little bit, we've learned a little bit, man. I just want to let you know we appreciate you, man, and putting in that 63 effort, you know, to get it done every week. And we missed you during Bama week, but, you know, it's okay. I know you had vacation going on. But we love you, brother, and you know, if we can try to pump him up a little bit so he can just last 30 minutes, you know, he can be on fire. But we appreciate all you've done, man, and like I said, keep us up on how things are going, and if you get a chance to pop in on the Swain event, if he lets you back in the door at the house, then, you know, we'd love to hear you on the radio again, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Vol Nation. It's been a pleasure of mine to hear your phone calls most days, you know, obviously. You're a regular caller, and it's been great. you know, I got to meet you in real life. You're an incredibly kind person, and it's been great hearing you here on the show. And thank you for those kind words.
There you go, Charlie. You're getting better at this thing, man.
Doing my best.
Golly.
63 effort, eyes on the thighs or whatever.
955, man. You're gonna sound like you're taking a lifetime achievement award at the ESPYs or something. You're gonna nail it, man. Your speech may be up there with Stuart Scott's, man.
Oh, wow.
You know, about 955. I mean, one of the most passionate, best speeches of all time. And, you know, rest in peace to Stuart Scott.
Definitely.
But you're getting there, Charlie. You're getting there, man.
1% better every compliment.
Yeah, you're going to be like Coach Val Vano, man, here in a little bit, man.
Never give up.
Coach V.
Don't ever give up.
Yeah. You're getting there.
I don't know why I would say that and in what context.
You're getting there, Charlie. You just never know, man. You're getting there. Swain Event. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Trust me, I know what you're up to, because Chris sent me a text message to ask me if I like this song or not. So you ain't slick. And no, I don't like this song. This weekend, there will be some visitors in town as Tennessee is trying to finish this 2019 class on a strong note. Henry Toyota. Is going to be here this weekend. Hush, Ben. He may be here already. He may be listening to the show. Don't be calling him Toyota. Wait till he leaves. Sit behind his back.
When he goes to Alabama, can I call him Toyota?
If he goes to Alabama, you can call him that. But right now, you be nice and try to pronounce his name the way he wants it to be pronounced. But he is going to be here this weekend. He is one of the best linebackers in the country and a high priority for Tennessee. Tennessee lost Lakia Henry, top JUCO linebacker who decommitted. Was at Arkansas recently. That is not a situation where like Tennessee is like crying about it. They want to get faster at that position and feel like they can do that looking elsewhere than Lakia Henry. But Henry To'o is from Concord, California. High School De La Salle, home of Kevin Simon, who's on the staff, and he has been in contact with Henry this entire time. Henry made a visit to Knoxville and Tuscaloosa during the summer, and he'll make another visit this weekend to Tennessee. He's the 41st overall ranked player, according to 247 Sports Composite, which takes a combination of Rivals and ESPN and makes one ranking. He is a top 50 player from the state of California, 6'2", 230, and Alabama will be probably the team to beat here, but we'll have to try to get him here in Tennessee and fight off Alabama. So, Tosh LePoy, I say this. Hey, Henry. How do you know Tosh LePoy is going to be at Alabama? Huh? Mm-hmm. Maybe Tosh LePoy is going to Georgia. Huh? Kirby Smart, it's a former Bama guy. You don't think he's thinking about plucking somebody from Alabama? He doesn't have a defensive coordinator. So Tosh LePoy may go to Georgia. If he goes to Georgia, I mean, you haven't really visited Georgia that much. I mean, how about you just go to the place that you're comfortable with, that you've already taken a visit to? In Tennessee, how about you do that?
Or
should I get a check for that?
Sure.
Should I be on staff?
Yeah, you definitely.
Was that good?
Some kind.
Or just come to Tennessee and not give a dadgum about who is the coach everywhere else and just beat everybody down.
I mean, right? Do that too.
Here's the other selling point. You want to sit on the bench with Mac Wilson coming back to school next year, or you want to come to Tennessee and play from day one?
Hey,
you want to go play sit on the bench behind Georgia's linebackers, or do you want to come to Tennessee and start day one?
That's right, Ben. You getting it? 6'5", 290-pound defensive tackle who is currently committed to Tennessee. Ladarius Cox will be making his trip to Knoxville this weekend. He is from McGill-Tulane High School there in South Alabama. He is the 38th overall defensive tackle in the class, 19th rated player in the state of Alabama. There's been some talk about him liking Auburn, but he is – in we'll be on campus this weekend. And those are your guys that will be here on their official visits. Darnell Wright will be here for his last official visit. So Tennessee gets his last official visit, which is a perfect position that you want to be in if you are Tennessee. You want to get that last one. So they will get that with Darnell Wright. Charles Moore is an interesting prospect because he has been committed to Mississippi State for the longest. Really, really likes Tennessee. Had gotten injured during the season. Play was up and down, but there's communication between Charles Moore and Tennessee. And so, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Tennessee definitely needs another interior player. They need a linebacker, and they need a another offensive lineman, a really good one. I mean, I would think we need a really good lineman from the state of West Virginia. Let's use West Virginia. I would like a really good lineman from West Virginia that's been here a few times.
Could it be already more obvious?
I would rather. I think I would want him. So there's about four spots available, maybe five, just depending on the type of talent that you can get. But can't forget, recruiting is a part of Tennessee football. Radio host out there in Knoxville, you can't not talk about recruiting because it's kind of important to Tennessee football. So just a reminder.
What you trying to say? You trying to throw shots?
No, I'm trying to help them.
It sounds to me like you're trying to throw shots.
No, I'm trying to help them.
Bang, bang, gun compartment.
No, I'm trying to help them. Recruiting is just as important as the other stuff because that's really 95% of it, or 75% of it. Excuse me. I don't know why I said 95%.
Can we ban 95%? Because
it's just in my mind, man.
From now on, 95% should not be viewed as being close to done. If we say 95% chance of it happening, it means it's not going to happen.
95% is a new zero?
Yes.
Yes.
And zero is the new 95.
Oh, man. But yeah, recruiting is important, and recruiting today, man, has gotten silly. I'm with Cole Kublik. Everybody needs to edit. You gotta put out an edit for every single thing, for every situation. These recruits, man, they're so spoiled.
My top 30, my top 25. Prayer hands emojis. GBO.
Tune in.
Go OSU.
I got an announcement to make in my top 10. I'm not tuning in for a top 10 announcement. Who do you think you are, man? You ain't Jerry Rice. You ain't Peyton Manning. You ain't done anything yet. What is this?
I'm not dying, Ben.
I feel like you are. What is this?
This is such a good song, though. Man.
Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
This is sad, man.
The song's got some quality, some quality harmonies. I'm a big, as sad as the song is, it definitely makes me cry. But it's
cry.
A great one.
Don't cry, Charlie. Don't do that, man.
I'm not dying. But I'm still gonna be in Knoxville, guys. I'm still gonna be around. I swear. I'm not, like Seth. Like he left town. He split. I'm still gonna be around. You know, I might be at
somewhere deep down in my heart. I still love you.
Swain Event. Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is
is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years, whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home. Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Join the Swain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Love for the Father.
Robbie Underwood on Twitter says, apparently Ben McKee thinks Charlie is old Yeller being taken out behind the shed. That song is like a SAPCA donation commercial.
I do feel like this is a song that they play on for the dogs that are at the shelter.
Dude, this is even more sad. This is legitimately a song about somebody who died. Like, that's what this song is about.
I mean, Charlie, hey, your Swain event character is dying.
I mean, that is true.
Your role on the Swain event, man, is dying. I don't know if it's dead, because you'll always be a Swain event guy. You are a T S E F L, the Swain Event for Life. That's you, man.
I'll put it in the Twitter bar, formerly of the Swain Event. Probably.
That's right.
You should put R.I.P.
R.I.P. me.
Yeah.
On the Swain Event from the day you started until January 11th, 2019.
That's right, man.
Oh, good old Charlie.
That's right.
It's been a fun ride, but again, I'm not going anywhere. It's not like I'm shutting down Twitter, becoming completely unavailable.
But here's the thing, Charlie. We don't want to read your tweets overreacting to every Preds goal that is scored against them and the Titans crapping on the football field.
My tweets suck.
I was kidding. I love you, Charlie.
But still, for anyone who wants to, just hit me up on the tweets. I'll still respond. I love responding to folks.
I'm just going to tweet at you that about Holly Willett constantly. Get you riled up.
That'd be great. Nelson says, did you guys ever talk about D'Angelo Gibbs being in the transfer portal? He liked Tennessee coming out of high school. No, we did not talk about D'Angelo Gibbs. They have some players that want to transfer. We may have some in there as well. I'll wait for that news to be kind of put out there. I'm sure it will be. But hey, we're gonna have some guys in the transfer portal too. I'm surprised there hasn't been more, to be honest.
Your thoughts on Tate Martell putting his name in the transfer portal?
Man, he deserves to be on for what?
He does deserve to be on for what?
Irony. I mean, man. That subtweet talking about
if you best not miss, especially on your second attempt or whatever.
If you swing and miss the first time, don't swing and miss the second time or something like that. And then he also tweeted when the rumors were flying that Justin Fields was going to transfer to Ohio State last Friday, I believe he tweeted, "I want all the smoke." And then less than a week later, you're transferring. am I overreacting to the sense of, because of that, I don't want him to come to Tennessee?
No, yeah, you are overreacting. Yeah, you are overreacting there. But it just. What's that video of like the DB that's lined up, looking at the receiver, telling him to bring it on?
Canadian Football League.
Yeah, and then the ball is snapped, and he gets run over. Like, you talking all that junk, and then you get knocked out. That's what it reminds me of. Like, he tweeted, "Don't swing and miss, especially not your second time." A subtweet to Justin Fields. Justin Fields officially comes to Ohio State, and then he transfers.
Nacho said, "Yikes. Charlie looks like the redheaded kid on Rugrats, Tommy."
Okay, Nacho, first of all, the redheaded kid on Rugrats, his name is Chucky.
Hey, that's get gross. It right.
Yeah. No, I had, when I was a kid, there was a friend of mine who always called me Chucky, and it was because of that, because I have red hair. Looked like he would call me Finster too, because that was Chucky's last name on Rugrats, Chucky Finster.
Chris says, "Welcome to the 2019 Knoxville Sports Radio co-host draft. Swain Event is now on the clock, and with the first pick, Swain Event selects a disappointment."
No,
I'm sure whatever happens, if it's Ben, if it's somebody else, the show will go on and still be high quality. I'm sure.
Guys,
plenty of faith.
We don't do a depth chart on the Swain Event, okay?
An organizational chart?
No, don't say it.
No, listen. If you have a microphone, you are a co-host. There's no titles here, guys. So don't get caught up in titles. We don't have a depth chart. We have an organizational chart, all right? If you have a mic, you are a host. You're hosting information, okay? You are a host. You have that power. So we're not getting caught up in titles.
I'm the Dwight Schrute of the Swain Event. I am the assistant to the co-host, or the assistant to the host.
Maybe it is your time to rise, Ben. Maybe. Yeah.
Like I said on Twitter, I'm the Dabo Sweeney.
Yep.
If you want to win championships, ride with me.
All right, we'll see. Vol in Birmingham says, "If Tosh Lapoy goes to Georgia, we get To'o." Well, who knows? I do know that
hopefully
Tosh Lapoy and Henry To'o, they're really tight. That relationship is strong, along with Brian Niedermeyer, Kevin Simon, relationship with Henry To'o too. So maybe that plays into it. I'm pretty sure Kirby Smart wants to pluck another
coach from a, you know, a rival, someone that maybe they don't play every year, but someone they recruit against every single year. So you can't expect a school not to try to poke Tennessee after Tennessee poked Georgia with Jim Chaney. If I'm Kirby Smart, I'll reach out to T. Martin. If I'm Jim Chaney, but
don't put those ideas in his head,
dude. They're already in his head, probably.
Don't reinforce the ideas.
But if I'm Tennessee, man, the last thing I want is T. Martin in the SEC.
Don't reinforce those ideas.
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just letting you know it's being thought about.
You think T could get
There's more than one SEC school that's probably looking at T. It ain't just Alabama, probably.
I say there's more than two or three.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? So we'll see what happens. 865-255-03.
Now this is a good goodbye jam. B2M. Man, it's sad. It's a bittersweet day, truly. I'm excited for the stuff that's coming up, but genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone for their well wishes. Thank you so much for this kind send off. And Swain, let me say thank you for everything, this opportunity. Thank you so much to Ben for being cool always. Even when we disagree, we had some awesome podcasts over the last couple of years. But I'm not good at this stuff. I don't know what else to say besides just thank you. It's been a joy. So happy and thankful that I got to do this. And follow me on Twitter at
follow your boy
at @Charlie_first. No, that's it. Truly, 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 I can't say it enough. Thank you, and I hope everyone enjoys the show even after I'm gone. I'm sure it will only get better.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
I have faith. You'll find somebody good, or maybe somebody good is already in this room.
Maybe, Charlie. You trying to be all sentimental on your way out, man.
I can't do it.
It's like Kawhi Leonard's laugh. So that's why I had to play it.
I can't do it. I'm not a schmaltzy guy. I know that Seth cried and stuff when he left. That's just not,
Seth,
I don't know.
Didn't cry.
It's not me, man.
Seth did cry.
I have enjoyed every second of this. It's the coolest thing that I got to do. I can't believe that I was, you know, given this opportunity. But
you will be missed.
Yeah, Charlie, man. Good luck, brother. Thank you, man. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com, reinventing men's healthcare. For Charlie Burst for the last time, Ben McKee, until Monday. I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great, great weekend, and keep your eyes open for recruiting and any changes with the staff. It's going to be an interesting couple days here. Swain Event, have a great weekend. Peace and love. We're out.